a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. It's no secret that pre-kindergarten education can have a profound impact on the future prospects of children. Studies have shown it for decades. But in Michigan and in the rest of the country, only about half of kids actually attend preschool. Plenty of parents want to send their kids to preschool. There just aren't enough classes available. To help fix the problem, Grand Rapids Public Schools has started offering preschool in the summer to kids who are about to enter kindergarten. It's a last-ditch effort to give the kids an early start on their education. I recently visited one of these summer preschool classes, and to give you a sense of what goes on in the class and why it's important for the children and the parents, I'm just going to sign off now and let you hear the sounds that I heard.
Good morning, good morning.
Okay, backpack's off
first. Hi, Bonnie.
I'm Kim Fletcher. I work with the Grand Rapids Public Schools in the pre-K, their preschool program. This summer class is comprised of kids that have had no experience with school or little experience with school so that they can be more ready for the kindergarten year that's coming up for them.
Crisscross applesauce, please.
We're going to talk about the days of the week just real quickly. Here we go. There's Sunday and there's Monday. There's Tuesday.
The room has many different stations, lots to do, lots going on. We have a dramatic play area. We have a manipulative area, meaning there are things that the kids can do with their hands. We always have Play-Doh. And we have a library.
And the sun came up. Pop! Out of the egg came a very small caterpillar. Alright, I'm Jacarius and I'm 5 years old. I do a lot of stuff with my friends and family. Also, I'd be really good. See? Ta-da! If you click on black, it would be dark.
There's lots of different opportunities for the kids to play. And within each of those are embedded different things that we want them to learn. But we want them to learn it without them realizing they learned it.
My name is Lanita Harris. And I'm Tamarius Williams' auntie.
Tamarius Michael Emil Williams.
And we wanted him to have the classroom experience because I was teaching him how to write his name, his ABCs, and stuff like that, but he still needed the classroom experience. So, and I like the fact that they did the summer program so that, because there's a lot of kids out there that you not even, you know, you don't know that have never been to preschool. It did a big help for him. It changed him a lot.
Q-R-S-P-U-V-W-S-Y-N-D.
My name is Abigail Blair. I'm 29, and I got two kids. My son goes to school here. He's 5, and his name's David. I ask him questions. You know, I want him to feel like that I'm part of it, too, because I've noticed a lot of times when I encourage him and, you know, like, you did a good job, it makes them want to do better. You know, I know they don't have their dads around, so like my son's dad, he was in prison 3 years out of the 5 that he's been here. But, you know, I take responsibility for that, for the choices I made too. That's really what's motivated me to be a better mom.
A lot of the spouses in my class, probably a half of the spouses, were or had been in jail. Things can be tough and rough for the children, but for the most part, I feel like they really can come in, and I see some relaxing going on and feeling like they're really grateful to be a part of this. They're just great kids, and I'm enthused for their future. I'm so happy that we're able to do these kinds of things for them before they move on.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.